BMO Field. It is the Toronto Argos and the Montreal Alouettes, the fifth game of the season for the Argos, the third at their brand new stadium. The general manager of the Argos joins me now, Jim Barker. How are you, Jim?
Hi, Andrew. How's it going?
I'm doing real well. So the Al's in town tonight. First up, at this time last year, the Blue Jays were going on this playoff run. You ended up being kicked out of the Rogers Center on more than a couple of dates. How nice is it to have your own stadium now at beautiful BMO?
Oh, it's fantastic. And next year will be better. This year, the schedule, because of the construction and those kind of things, the schedule isn't the best in terms of dates, days we get to play. But to have our own place and to know we're not going to get booted out is reassuring. So we just need to figure out how to win there. And once that happens, we'll be excited about it.
I was looking over the numbers. I was looking at, and as you know, it wasn't the easiest place to watch a football game at the Rogers Center, but I was looking at the attendance of last year, the attendance early on this year, and kind of the dates that these games were played. Last year, believe it or not, only five games at the Rogers Center, and the attendance was okay. Not great, but 21, 15, 18, 14, and 17, 5 at the Rogers Center. Now, granted, these were all weekend games, and you know, so far, you found yourself playing on a Wednesday and tonight, of course, on a Monday. Everyone points to that 12,000 figure last Wednesday. Is the weekday part the most crucial thing here?
You know, I really have no idea. You know, I don't know. I know it was a real number. I'm not sure. Again, I never know when they put how many people are there. It's kind of not my area. So whether it's the weekday, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we need to put a good product on the field, and people need to go and have a great time with their families and that type of thing. And if that happens, people are going to come out. And whether it's on Monday or Saturday or whenever it is, whether it's in the Rogers Center or in BMO, the way that I look at it is we need to put the best possible product on the field that people want to go out and watch, and that our front office people put on a great game day, and they've been doing that. I mean, it's the tailgate things. Last week was a little challenging with the Toronto Indy that they had there, so we lost a venue. But the Shipyard will be back in tonight, and just the atmosphere that they're creating is going to make people want to go back. That's the key, is just getting people out there and then having them, you know, giving them a great time and a winning product, because people of Toronto have they've spoken loud and clear with every organization in this city that outside of, you know, the Leafs, that if you're not successful, they're not going to come. So that's, those are the things we can control. And like I say, in terms of why people come or don't come, or, you know, this is the Canadian Football League. And I think there are a ton of people in this city that, that want to support it. We're not the NFL or the NHL or the NBA or Major League Baseball. We're much different. And, you know, our team is comprised of over half Canadians, and it's unique to Canada, and it's part of Canadian culture, and we're older than the NFL, and ideally, I think that everything kind of goes in cycles, and we're on an up cycle right now in terms of people being interested in the Canadian Football League.
Jim Barker joins us on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. It's tricky for me because I'm a big fan of the CFL, and I really want the Argos to thrive, and I encourage people to go as much as possible. But it is tricky because I love what you've done. I love the stadium. It's absolutely gorgeous and perfect for CFL football. I love what you've done with the tailgates, all of that. So as I'm out west a couple weeks ago, I'm on holidays and there's Regina thriving. We know what Edmonton and Calgary and Winnipeg do, and there's new stadiums and all this kind of stuff. I see the number of 12,000, and to me, you guys are doing everything you can do. The product in the field's pretty good. You're 2-2 thus far, and all those things I just mentioned. I was stunned. I was dismayed. I was disappointed at that number. And I know it's not necessarily your department, but when that figure hits you between the eyes, how would you describe your emotions? Is it concerning to you?
Well, I've been here for quite a while, so I kind of understand what goes on. I mean, when you listen to the talk radio in those in Regina and in Calgary, and what they're talking about the Riders and about the Stamps and about the Eskimos, when you listen to talk radio in Toronto, you're talking about Eugenia Bouchard and the Blue Jays and the Raptors and all these other things. And we, you know, it's not as much on the radar in Toronto as it is in these other cities. And that's just a fact. What we have to do is become a part of what people do for, you know, quality entertainment. And if that doesn't happen, you know, we don't get the same kind of media and the same type of daily push that they have. And I know, because I was in Calgary for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I know you can't listen to talk radio in the afternoon and not hear, you know, a good majority during the CFL season about the Stampeders. When you listen here, you rarely hear anything about the Argos. And that's the nature of where we live. I'm complaining about it. I'm just saying that is the reality of what we combat here.
It's chicken and egg stuff too, though, Jim. Because like as I said, I mean, I grew up in Saskatchewan. I'm a big CFL fan. I really want the Argos to do well. To me, it's always this tough negotiation, because if I would talk CFL for 3 hours a day if it moved the needle. And it doesn't for a lot of people. And me talking about it for 3 hours a day isn't gonna force it. You know what I mean? It's difficult for me.
I completely understand. I really do. And you're right. It's a chicken or an egg thing. And again, all we can do is put the best possible product on the field. I think when people go to the games and the excitement and the kind of plays that are made and those kinds of things, they see what great athletes they have here and what it truly is a great league. There's parity from top to bottom. On any day, any team can beat any team. And when you follow the stories and people who become fans, you know, it does become a something that is very interesting for people to watch. In Toronto, we have to get people out there and get them interested. And the more they are, they'll go and search out the stories. I have my daughters visiting this week, and it's interesting. We were talking today because they don't get their information by watching television. They get their information from the internet. And that's all the social media and things like that. And I think that our people are doing a good job of trying to get those, that age group, and that we lost a generation. That's understandable. There mm-hmm. was a, I mean, that happened. We're trying now to get back with those, that young crowd that is getting their things through social media. And that's just the way they follow things. So that's what we have to do, is we have to get in their faces, and we have to present a great opportunity. And more people will call you with questions about, hey, on another topic, what about the Argos? And then people will start to talk about it. And that's, you know, that is it going to take time? Sure, it's going to take time. Will it ever happen? You know, all I can do is hope so.
How much of it? I know we talked to you last year a little bit, And you, as a fan of the city too, you really liked the, even though it was booting you out of your building at times, you liked the run the Blue Jays were on. You thought it kind of got this sports fever in general, this hysteria up in the city. The Blue Jays are still kind of the talk of the town as we get into August here. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah. Oh, there's no question. I believe that sports teams doing well are important for, I think people feel better about themselves in the city. When I was in Calgary, when the Flames made that great run back then, it helped our attendance. It bumped our attendance. People were excited about sports in general in the city. And, you know, I thought we had a great opportunity in 2012 to really capitalize when we won the Grey Cup. It was here in Toronto. It was a great event. There was a great buzz. It just dropped. It just kind of everything stopped, and it was sad, because it was for the first time I felt like football here was very similar to a lot of the other Western cities and things along those lines. And it you know, again, what reason? You're not going to put the finger on anybody, but that's just a fact of of what's gone on here. But no, I believe, and the time is coming very quickly with what Brendan Shanahan's doing and Mike Babcock, that the Leafs are going to be, back on top. And I think that's going to do nothing but help the Blue Jays. The Raptors are doing, fantastic things. They're a game away from going to the NBA Finals and end up losing to the eventual champions. I just think that there's a winning attitude in the city, and that does nothing but help all the sports teams. So to me, I believe in that and would never wish, bad will on a team in this city.
Jim Barker, our guest. I got about 30 seconds here, but in terms of on the field product, there's Ricky Ray, his usual accurate self. If you look at the numbers, how many years does Ricky Ray have left?
I would think he's 35. Quarterbacks, again, a lot of it will depend on, what kinds of things he's asked to do. But, you look at Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, I think they got to be, when you get to that 37, 38 range, it's you're getting to that point. Now, Ricky's, the last 2 years, hasn't played a lot, so that helps him if he can stay healthy. And I think that's the ultimate test, is to how long guys, if he has another severe injury, I would think that he would, that he would figure that was it. If he's able to stay healthy and continue to perform, I know that for Ricky, he's very competitive, and he doesn't feel like he's played his best football yet. And he's just not getting the rust. He's getting the rust off. He's got some new young receivers. We've got three of the guys we thought would be playing for us on the injured list. So we're at a point now where we've gone through some transition there. So I think he's excited to get his full group back, which should be happening here by Labor Day. And just continue to keep doing what he can do, to help us win. I think on defense, we're going to get better and better as each week goes on. And, when you put it all together, the whole goal in the CFL is, to try to get a little bit better each week so that by the end of the year, you're the best team. And when we won it in 2012, it's exactly what happened. And, we feel like we've got an excellent team now. They're a young team, but they're going to get better each week. And, tonight's a big ball game for us with the Alouettes coming in and their experience.